We now come to the news from Seaford and Newhaven, generously sponsored by Richard Foster, Piano Tuning and Servicing.
A terminally ill sailor from Seaford has completed her inspiring 2,000-mile solo voyage around the UK. Jazz Turner, who has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, EDS, returned to Brighton Marina on Monday afternoon, June the 30th, after 28 days on the waves. Jazz, 26, set sail from Brighton on Monday, June the 2nd, aiming to become the first disabled person to make the journey around British Isles non-stop and unassisted. Her Project Fear challenge smashed the fundraising target of £30,000 early on, and has raised more than £51,000 for Newhaven and Seaford's sailability so far. People can still donate at gofundme.com at Project Fear. After returning, she told the Sussex Express, "It definitely doesn't feel real yet. It hasn't sunk in. I spent most of last night expecting to wake up and have to do a sail change or do something with the boat. But I'm starting to realise not only that I've done the record, but also starting to grasp the impact that it's had that's a lot further beyond just a challenge." Jazz wanted her mission to inspire those who face challenges while educating people about having a life-limiting disability, raising awareness about EDS, and showing that disabilities can be a driving force instead of limitation. Jazz's boat is an Albin Vega 27-foot offshore racer cruiser named Fear. Jazz explained that she was met by a flotilla of supporters on Monday as she neared Seaford, with more boats joining as she got closer to Brighton. She said, "Coming into Sussex shores was a bit of a relief. It felt like home waters. It was like, I know where I'm going from here. Been here, done that before many times. But getting back into the marina all the way from Seaford was just incredible. Having boats come out and greet me on the water, and then the amazing reception I received within the marina. I wasn't expecting so many people to turn up, so it was definitely overwhelming." Jazz reckons there were about 25 to 30 boats that greeted her. She said this was a combination of boats from Newhaven and Seaford sailing clubs, locals from Seaford, and many people from Brighton Marina Yacht Club, as well as businesses like Brighton Boating, Lagoon Water Sports, and Maverick Boat Adventures. She said it was wonderful to see her parents, boyfriend and best friend again, adding, "The biggest reunion was with my golden retriever, Phoebe, my assistant dog. That was the person I said hello to first." Jazz said it was incredible not to use her wheelchair for 4 weeks while covering a massive distance. She said, "I enjoyed most the freedom, especially when being offshore, when it's just you, the sea, the sky and the boat. Just the simplicity of life. You eat when you're hungry and sleep when you're tired and sail the rest of the time." But the challenge was far from easy. Jazz encountered terrible weather conditions on the weekend of June the 21st and 22nd, which brought her to tears for hours. She posted to Facebook on Sunday, June the 22nd, to say she was tired, wet, cold, hungry, and in pain. On Monday, June the 23rd, she described her sheer frustration at the exhausting circumstances, but accepted her temporary loss of confidence as just a part of life and expressed her desire to push forward. Jazz described the voyage after the bad weather as a roller coaster, saying that her boat ran aground off Folkestone Harbour at about 4 a.m. on Sunday, June the 29th. She said, "We had an unfortunate 24 hours prior to finishing where the boat got run aground, and then I had to end up trying to attempt to refloat it, which was successful, but it was definitely a bit more of an intense finish than I expected. Once she was safely on dry land again, Jazz celebrated with a pizza and by having an evening in the garden with her family. She said, for now it's mainly rest, and then it will be getting back to it, sorting all the things out for fear and starting to use the money we've raised, and then go on to the next challenge.
The MP for Lewis has called on the Prime Minister to look into the crisis on the A259 following a collision in Newhaven. James McCleary said he spoke in Prime Minister's question time on Wednesday, July the 2nd, to ask Sir Keir Starmer to personally intervene and unblock long-awaited funding that would make the A259 and its surrounding roads safer for coastal residents. The MP, who also represents Newhaven, Seaford, Polegate and surrounding villages, highlighted the collision which happened in Lewis Road at about 4:30 p.m. on Monday, June the 30th. Police had confirmed the incident, saying a girl was taken to hospital and is being treated for her injuries. After PMQs, Mr. McCleary said, our coastal communities rely on the A259 every day. Local people and businesses have been raising the alarm about these unsafe and congested roads for years. We shouldn't have to wait for a child to be seriously hurt for action to be taken. I am now asking the Prime Minister directly to personally intervene and ensure that this funding is unblocked so we can make our roads safer and ensure there is never a repeat of an incident like this. The MP said he and residents of Newhaven, Seaford and other nearby communities have been warning for a long time that local roads are dangerous and need improvement. He said East Sussex County Council has submitted a fully costed plan for safety works, but said government funding remains blocked. During PMQs, the Prime Minister said he was very sorry to hear of the incident and expressed his sympathies with the family and the best wishes of the whole house. He said, I do hear a lot about this road because it runs through the constituency of my honourable friend for Brighton, Kemp Town and Peacehaven, MP Chris Ward, and I know it needs addressing. I know how strongly they've both been raising this and campaigning on it. A decision is going to be set out shortly. I think Mr. McCleary has met the roads minister, but I'll make sure that he's kept fully updated of developments. Afterwards, Mr. McCleary said, I am glad the Prime Minister has agreed to look into this personally, and I look forward to working with him on this.
A new exhibition honouring the life, music and legacy of Dame Vera Lynn was officially opened by her daughter, Virginia Lewis Jones, at Newhaven Fort on Saturday. Titled Sincerely Yours, Vera Lynn, the exhibition tells the remarkable story of the Forces sweetheart, from her early life in London and rise to wartime fame to her enduring legacy and connection to Sussex, where she lived for so much of her later life. The exhibition draws on a generous donation of personal items from Virginia Lewis Jones, including dresses, letters, photographs and rare documents, many of which are being shown publicly for the first time. Visitors will learn about key moments in Vera's life, including her famous performances for the troops, her historic tour to the front lines in Burma, her post-war musical success, and her long-standing support for charities and veteran causes. The display is brought to life through film footage, sound recordings, costume displays, and personal mementos, set within a specially designed space inside one of the fort's historic casements. Lindsay Lawrence, general manager at New Haven Fort, said, "We are incredibly proud to host this exhibition, which pays tribute to Dame Vera Lynn, who still holds a special place in the hearts of many. Her voice brought comfort for millions during the darkest days of the Second World War, and her legacy still resonates today. We're especially grateful to Virginia Lewis-Jones for sharing so many personal items that helped tell her mother's extraordinary story." The exhibition is included in standard admission and will be open to visitors until June 2026. For more information or to book tickets, please visit newhavenfort.org.uk.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Seaford and New Haven.